Llamas and the Flu. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Last year's flu season was the worst in 40 years. More than 80,000 people died in the U.S. last year from the flu and its complications. Flu vaccines are the best preventative we have, but there's still high mortality rates around the world. Some individuals respond poorly to vaccination, and variations in viruses make targeting with the optimal antigen very difficult. The World Health Organization estimates that between 290,000 and 650,000 people die from seasonal flu worldwide each year. Researchers think they may be on to a new way to protect from the flu, one that might last longer and be effective against all types of influenza viruses. The source of the new flu defense is, of all things, llamas. The furry South American animals produce special antibodies that attack a huge range of influenza viruses. Camelids, like llamas, alpacas, and camels, produce small single-domain antibodies. These smaller antibodies can reach parts of a flu virus that are inaccessible to typical human antibodies. These single-domain antibodies may represent a big breakthrough in getting to a near-universal antibody. A new study used llama antibodies to target multiple strains of influenza at once. These antibodies can survive without refrigeration for longer, which could reduce the cost and complexity of flu treatment. These so-called multi-domain antibodies provide durable and continuous protection from a broad range of influenza strains. So far, the new approach has only been tested on mice, so there's a long way to go before llama-based flu treatment is available at doctors' offices. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.